Okay, resuming our walk on the 18th of March. We've been listening to the busker while you were in there looking.
Sounds quite melodic, actually. It's very different. We've had the fiddler the last couple of times
we've
been
here.
We've had
the fiddler and the steel
drum. Oh, we have.
Can you see what he's playing? Is he actually playing something?
Somewhere up ahead, but I can't see where at the moment. It's imagine at the moment, isn't
it?
Have you ever been in that Primark, Sandra?
Not in that one, no.
No, because there's a big one in Meadow Hall as well, isn't there? And of course that's moved.
I said that used to be down... Is it Castle Square where it used to be?
Yeah, was it where C&A was, like years ago?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I went in it when it was there, but...
Yeah. No, I've only popped in once or twice. So he's stopped. We'll see. He might start another song in a minute.
Yeah, you stopped completely before, didn't you? He seems to have quite a break between songs.
So we've got Skechers shoe shop on the left.
Oh, I like Skechers.
And then there's JD Sports right next to it.
You'll have to pull me out of there, Alan.
Anytime you want to go in, just say. We've just passed on our right this Auntie Annie's. It's like a cafe, modern little building thing in the middle of the precinct. And there's some more seating. Oh, I can see him. So he's got some... He's singing. Here he is. He's going to start another one. So he's got an amplifier playing music in the background, but it doesn't look like he's playing.
He's not playing an instrument?
No, it sounds like he's singing.
Oh. Right, okay.
Yeah. Just see.
No.
He's talking into his phone. He's got his mobile phone on a little stand. And he's talking into it, so he's obviously doing some kind of... I think he also had the lyrics on his mobile phone as well to remind him if he forgot. So on the left, we've just passed HSBC Bank, a couple more cash points.
Come on, Darcy.
And then it's Specsavers, big Specsavers opticians and audiologists, with in the middle of the pedestrianised area, there's a Cafe Nero on our right. And after that, some more of that concrete seating in the middle. But on the left, we are passing, of course, the old Debenhams. So
is that still all boarded up?
It is just totally empty, I'm afraid. There are ladders and things inside, but nobody doing anything. It's just totally empty. Because it was a big shop.
Still no word on what's happening with Debenhams, is there?
No.
No, it's not been done any planning meetings or anything for it.
So it is a huge space. More of that concrete seating up here on the right.
Oh,
and then we come to where there's some more of those big planters, as you say, to stop people from doing silly things and just driving down here for whatever mad reason.
Windy around this corner.
It is, a bit of a wind tunnel. So, Alan, in answer to your earlier question, I think the most direct way, if we were to do a little detour up here to the left, there would be the light cinema from this side, I think. Yeah.
Okay.
So, and there are a couple of other bars around there as well that are new. So it's a bit of an entertainment sort of centre there being built. Yes. And they've used some huge rocks and things to make features and seating areas there. So, yeah, we can just try and just...
These rocks and things here are anti-birdle ring for the bank.
Right, okay.
That's why it's
we can cross, actually. Yeah, we can. It is all green. Sorry about that. It's looking at the lake.
One of the conditions
of this
bank is not water.
Sorry, what was that, Alan?
I can't remember what bank this is.
But
it's the UK headquarters.
Here?
This bank.
This now is called Sheffield Monkey, if that's how you spell it. It's spelled M-O-N-K-I.
All right.
It's a big modern building with plate glass windows.
Yeah.
And it seems to sell clothes and things next to another shop called Weekday.
But upstairs.
Oh, upstairs.
I think it's Barclays Bank, and it's their main headquarters. And that's
right.
Why there's all these anti-terrorism things around. Because they can stop all the banking in the country, potentially worldwide.
Right. Okay. You mean when you say? Do you mean all the sort of bollards or?
Yes.
Yeah.
And all the.
The
furniture,
the
rocks and the flat, all the planters.
I didn't realise that. I thought that was for atmosphere. I didn't realise it had that practical reason as well.
They've done it a certain width, so you can't get a vehicle between. And I think they're supposed to be able to take the ramming force of a 5-ton truck.
Right, okay. Okay, I didn't know that about those rocks. I knew it about the big planters and things that we keep passing. But
the rocks have got big spikes going into the ground.
I guess they'd have to keep them secure.
Yeah.
So there's nothing to say it's Barclays Bank upstairs?
Not that I can see.
Right. It's big headquarters.
It made me wonder if it was slightly further down that way, if it was more obvious, because I couldn't see any signage at all.
Just as they come across that junction.
Right.
Building work going off to the right.
Yeah, we walked past on that side last week and they've demolished even more than they had before. It's all the week before, whenever. There's really not much left there at all now. We were trying to remember what was there, Sandra, because it has all changed so much down here. Yeah, I couldn't see anything about that Barclays Bank. I'm just wondering if maybe there was an entrance a bit further up nearer where the rocks that Alan was talking about. I'll try and look into that. So now we're sort of... walking along past lots of very modern but empty units on our left.
Yeah,
all empty at the moment with no sign of what's going to be there. It's a development by Sheffield City Centre, it says, with the Heart of the City logo. And it says it's, watch this space, a mix. Mixed uses. There's various little obstacles that we've passed. It's not busy today, but just little barriers around small holes in the pavement, if you know what I mean. I don't know if it's the drains or what. But
it's very quiet, isn't it?
It is at the moment.
Probably because the shops are all empty area.
Now, there's workmen inside this shop. Yards stores. I've not heard of them. So, yeah, it looks like they're actually working on opening a new shop here. Unless they've not... The only thing I can think of is Neil's Yard. There used to be one in Meadow Hall, but they shut it down. I quite liked their things there. But it doesn't say Neil's above this. It could be anything yard.
Yeah. Is that the Co-op Bank?
Not yet, but you're nearly there. Just lots of empty units.
All empty along here?
Yeah, but all new and all under construction with some activity going on. It says opportunities for retail, leisure, F&B in the heart of the city. F&B? Am I being really ignorant? Does that stand for food and beer or what? I don't know.
Do you know what that means, Alan?
I don't know what?
F&B stands for...
Sit at this little curb. Sorry, Sandra. And then, some more seating bit here and some more of those planters. And then, we're walking past the main entrance of the Cooperative Bank now. Yeah, the fountains do make quite a sound. And on a quiet day like today, relatively quiet, we can hear it, can't we? The trees are in blossom at the moment. Cherry blossom. So we've passed Skipton Building Society and then we need to negotiate these barriers. There's a drop down which is onto the actual sort of roadway, which I'm presuming is safe for us to walk because it's not really...
No vehicles
at the moment anyway. So we're walking past lots of hoardings.
It used to be things like Macklin and Beatty's when it was Beatty's.
Yes.
Summerfield.
So I wonder what they're doing behind there then.
Yeah, I'm trying to look at the hoarding to see if it's actually advertising.
All the buildings at the back are being demolished, so they've just kept all the fronts.
That's what they've done, right.
To look what it's doing, so it's all going to be all new units and stuff.
Okay.
And accommodation.
Right. But we'll still keep a bit of history.
But they will have shop units on bottom.
Okay.
On floor when it's all done.
Because all it's saying on the hoardings is, welcome to the outdoor city. We have a whopping 61% green space in Sheffield and the Peak District is our back garden. So there's all that, like advertising the green space around, but with regards to the businesses going on behind it, I've not really seen anything. They've got suggestions on how to look after your mental health. need it walking around town, don't we? No, it's not apparent, so that's something we definitely need to keep up to date with.
Let me jump.
There's Leeds Building Society on the left, and then there's the Barclays. There is still a Barclays here, Alan, on this corner.
I think it's Barclays head office.
Right, so do you think it's possible that...
Is it this corner then?
It is.
It's definitely back there.
Right. There. So unless it used to be there.
No, that used to be Samuels and all sorts of things.
Yes, you said that.
And the Grosvenor Hotel and Yorkshire Television used to be all round in that complex there, what were all demolished.
I'm wondering if I just didn't take us down far enough to actually notice properly what you were on about.
I don't think it's publicised, that's what it is.
Right.
It's the headquarters.
So it's not for public use for us to go in. We would go into this building if we want to. I get it. Okay, that would explain why they would keep it secretive, really. So there's a curb going up to your left, Sandra.
Come on, Duff.
Because I think years ago this was a Gap store for a while, wasn't it? Clothes stuff. So on our
noisy
up here. Yeah. So all of this is out of bounds on the right hand side at the moment.
So what are they doing there then?
I'm really not sure. Go down, there's a little, it's a bit awkward, but there's a little ramp bit down here. Not very sturdy, is it? So, they are just totally digging up the road, Sandra. It used to have vehicles going along there, but you're totally, there's no vehicles at the moment. So, I'm not sure what the overall plans for that bit are. Cassandra was asking what exactly
are they doing.
I don't know what the plans are now. It's a long time since I've seen a model of all this. There was, at one time, a plan for another parade of shops to go across here.
Right.
Between H.L. Brown's, which is basically where we are.
It is, yeah, on the left.
And the town hall. There's going to be another parade of shops to extend Fargate up here. And I said, but how?
How?
How? How are we going to put another line of buildings in there?
And to spoil the views of what we have got, which is still really rather attractive and historical. It's a shame if it just suddenly
That's probably about 10 years ago that was on the table to be done, but hopefully it can never get done.
But it's...
Just picking up on them boards we just walked across, if they're supposedly ramps...
Yeah, they're not very good,
for people to use wheelchairs and stuff over, that's appalling.
It is.
I'll report that to...
It's really... They're not even fixed in place, Alan. No. They're, and you couldn't really get two people. We found it a bit of a struggle, didn't we?
I shall talk to Access Liaison about them.
Okay. So, with regard to getting through and stuff, whatever they are doing, they've certainly ripped up all the paving and stuff and the road and have got some kind of new layout situation going on. I'm not sure what the plans are, whether any vehicles will be going through at some point.
There's talk about allowing an electric shuttle minibus type thing to go through to help people with mobility problems.
Okay.
From this end of town to other.
Yeah.
But it was only going to be, they were only going to allow electric vehicles, and it was just going to be a bit bigger than a minibus.
Right. So it could help people to get right down where we've just come from, down to the more markets and things like that.
Yeah, and whether it was going to include Fargate and stuff, I don't know.
But it's certainly, when we were here a couple of weeks ago, it was all dug up directly opposite where we're stood now, with H.L. Brown on our left, with the town hall diagonally opposite on our right. You simply couldn't get through straight ahead before, could we, Alan?
No.
And I can see they've put all new posts in there now, just to separate. So you can still walk through, there's no railings, but to separate the traffic that is still coming along this bit from the pavement. So I guess that's a bit safer, but it is a lot of obstacles, and I guess they need to do it for various reasons, as we've said. And then it is still, there are still hoardings around where those container things were. But you can actually, it's quite a wide area to walk down on the left, which there wasn't before. So that's how it is at the moment. I'm not sure what time you set recording again, but it's now 2:10.
Okay.
Well, I know we stopped out of Primark for a while before we set it off again.
It was an easy stroll up, but yeah, I think we can stop the recording there.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.